Welcome back. Take a breath with me. Inhale. Exhale. Tonight, we're traveling back in time to the heart of 19th century Europe, to a moment of hope, of rebellion, of voices rising and fading into the quiet hum of history. This is the story of the German Revolution of 1848. Imagine, the year is 1848. The cobbled streets of Frankfurt, Berlin, Vienna, they hum with unrest. Not from gunfire, not yet, but from whispers, from pamphlets, from people leaning in candlelight, speaking of freedom and unity. For decades, German-speaking lands have lived under a patchwork of kings and dukes, a confederation of nearly 40 states loosely tied together. But there is no Germany, not yet. People are divided by borders, but united by a growing thirst, a thirst for unity, for liberty, for a voice in their own governance. And this is not only Germany. In 1848, revolution is contagious. It begins in France and spreads like a gentle wildfire across Europe. People are dreaming of constitutions, of parliaments, of dignity for the working class, and freedom of the press. It feels like spring, but beneath the surface, pressure is building. Let us go to Berlin in March. Protests begin peacefully. Students and workers gather beneath the windows of King Frederick William IV. They ask him, not demand, but ask for reform. The king listens, and for a moment, he agrees. He promises freedom of the press, a constitution, and a national parliament. The people cheer. They wave black, red, and gold flags, the colors of a future Germany. They believe they have won. But the streets are crowded, tense, and when soldiers fire warning shots, chaos breaks loose. Barricades rise. Citizens fight with bricks, with knives, with courage more than weapons. The king, shocked, withdraws his troops. He even bows to the corpses of fallen revolutionaries and wears the colors of the revolution. For a moment, the impossible feels near. Germany might be born. Democracy might take root. Now, come with me to Frankfurt. The year is still 1848. In the Grand Hall of St. Paul's Church, a national parliament gathers for the very first time. Professors, lawyers, poets, men with gentle hearts and sharp minds. They speak of unity, of one Germany, liberal, constitutional, and peaceful. For months, they debate, they write, they dream, they draft a constitution, they create the idea of a German emperor chosen by parliament, not by divine right. And in 1849, they offer the crown to King Frederick William IV of Prussia. But he refuses. He will not take a crown from the gutter, he says. Not from the hands of the people. And in that moment, the dream begins to die. the revolutions falter. In Prussia, in Austria, across German lands, kings reassert control. Barricades are torn down, constitutions are revoked, and the brave hearts of 1848 fade into the quiet. Some revolutionaries flee to America. Others stay and wait. They will not see their dream come alive, but they planted a seed. And one day, decades later, a united Germany will rise. But not as they had hoped, not in freedom, not in peace. Still, the spirit of 1848 whispers through time. It was not a failure, it was a beginning. Thank you for joining me tonight, for listening, for breathing through history with me. Let your thoughts settle now. Let the past drift slowly away and sleep, knowing that every revolution, even the quiet ones, leaves behind a trace. Until next time, good night.